I'm Steve Miller reporting. A trade official says 18 members of the World Trade Organization have expressed concerns about U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to place tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, with most urging the United States to reconsider. China raised the issue at a WTO General Council meeting on Wednesday, and WTO Director General Roberto Azevedo has expressed concerns about a trade war and appealed for cool heads to prevail. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Wednesday sanctions on North Korea will not be eased for the sake of a summit between the two sides.
However, as this is just the beginning, I believe we are not yet at a situation where we can be optimistic.
Kim Jong-un on Monday expressed his willingness to denuclearize if his country's security can be assured. North Korea has boasted of its plans to develop a nuclear-tipped missile capable of reaching the mainland United States. Sierra Leoneans voted Wednesday in an election to pick a new president, parliament, and local councils, with many craving economic change and a boost to living standards in one of the world's poorest countries. One voter said he was happy to participate in the process.
I'm actually excited because not everybody gets the right to express themselves democratically.
Long lines formed under the boiling sun in the capital of Freetown. More than 3.1 million voters are registered for the polls. Partial tallies are expected within 48 hours and complete results within 2 weeks. For additional stories, visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was welcomed to Ethiopia Wednesday on the red carpet by its foreign minister on the first stop of his official visit to Africa. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is also visiting Ethiopia Wednesday, but there has been no confirmation the two diplomats will meet. Hours before leaving the U.S. Tuesday, Tillerson said, The U.S. is committed to building on a strong foundation of U.S.-African relations and accused China of encouraging dependency in its approach to the continent. The conflict in Syria has entered a new phase of horror, the United Nations human rights chief said Wednesday. In addition, Olof Skoog, the permanent representative of Sweden to the United Nations Security Council, said it was meeting Wednesday.
The message that will pass today is really that, you know, we demand full and immediate implementation of the resolution that the Security Council has adopted unanimously. At the least, we want to see facilitation letters signed for another convoy to Eastern Ghouta so that that can happen as soon as possible, preferably tomorrow.
Attacks in Eastern Ghouta reportedly killed up to 100 people Monday, making it the deadliest day since the UN Security Council demanded a 30-day ceasefire. The United Nations human rights chief said Wednesday,
"This council is aware that my office has strong suspicions that acts of genocide may have taken place in Rakhine State since August."
Zayed Raad al-Hussein said reports of bulldozing of alleged mass graves appears to be a deliberate attempt by the authorities to destroy potential evidence of international crimes. In addition, he said victims have reported killings, rape, torture, and abductions by the security forces and local militia. The European Union offered Britain a free trade agreement for their post-Brexit relationship Wednesday that fell well short of the ambitions set out by Prime Minister Theresa May last week. European Council President Donald Tusk.
Our agreement will not make trade between the UK and the EU frictionless or smoother. It will make it more complicated and costly than today for all of us. This is the essence of Brexit.
A draft position of the remaining 27 EU members said the bloc was determined to foster a close partnership with Britain. Pakistan Foreign Ministry said it has approved India's proposals for exchanges of civilian detainees, a statement believed to also cover some of those held over the Kashmir conflict. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The voice of VOA 1. The voice of America. VOA